Is it a human right to live where you want to?
No, it's not a human right to live where you want to. You know, I think we have to accept London is a very expensive place to live. I think the Tory housing minister has done a great thing, actually. He's just been hugely upfront. And we need people who are a little bit more upfront and honest in politics. I think he said it's a decision you have to make in your life. Can you afford to live in London or can't you? And for most people, most householders, most average Brits, we have to make those decisions every day. Can we afford to do this? Can we afford another child? Can we afford a car? Can we afford... And we kind of cut our cloth, you know, to suit our pockets, to match our means. There's too many people, I think, that just expect to be given something for nothing, that imagine social housing can just be handed out in order to facilitate their lives. That's not how the market works. That's not how a free market works.
Are you not concerned, though, that particularly in central London, we are going to get to a point very soon where there is no one living in central London that doesn't earn £100,000 a year? Is that really the kind of society we want?
Well, I mean, if you earn over £100,000 a year, I'd suggest you're working pretty darn hard to earn that money. And I'm all for a free market economy where we have people paying their taxes in order to facilitate the lives of those who don't choose to enter gainful employment elsewhere in the country. But I would say this, I think we have to tackle the buy-to-let market. I think raising stamp duty in April is a very wise decision. I think we need to stop people being able to claim interest back against their businesses, because I think that would also help. And I think it would be good if there was a covenant made on every new built house that it can only be occupied by the owner and it has to be an owner occupied. So I would cull the buy-to-let market if it were me. But I think for others of us, you know, I live 2 hours away from London. I work in London most weeks. We have to accept that in order to have the type of homes we want, we have to live a long way from the city and we have to wind our necks in, suck it up and learn to commute. So I would say to all those people and left-wingers that are moaning as per normal, suck it up and learn to catch a train.
But, I mean, where do poor people live? I mean, where would you suggest they go and live? If anybody in central London finds they just can't afford to live there anymore, where should they go?
Well, I think you keep travelling out from London until you find a place that is affordable within your means. You know, I think too often these days we imagine society owes us something. Society doesn't owe anyone anything. You have to earn the money that you bring home and you have to go and find a house that you can afford to have. People imagine these days they can keep on producing children and expect the government to provide housing to accommodate them. I think we're too sick of seeing people that turn out actually to be terrorists in the end. And we have their wives, their 15 children, all paid for.
Well, that's a gross exaggeration, isn't it?
But that's in the centre of London, very often in the centre.
You see, I mean, you said a lot of sensible things in this conversation, and you throw that in, and people will say, well, that's typical Katie Hopkins exaggerating again.
I think it's actually an honest representation of what happens. We have too many people who don't have jobs, who have very large families, who are actually living in expensive accommodation in the centre of London. I would suggest we remove those people. If you don't have a job, you don't need to be in the centre of London. And we sell that accommodation put that money into the coffers, new houses. That's the Conservatives' answer.
What do you say to the 19-year-old in Brixton whose parents were born in Brixton, they've always lived there, and yet that 19-year-old can see no hope of staying in the area that they were born in and grew up in? I mean, your message is saying we'll move out of London, suck it up.
Yeah, my message is move out of London, suck it up, earn enough money until... You know, I'm working with someone at the moment. We're just out filming. His initial sort of living life in London was sharing a room with another gentleman. You know, that was his first experience of living in London. You know, we're not all going to be able to afford new-built student apartments. We're all going to have to realise the state doesn't owe us anything and we have to afford our own lifestyles. We can new-build 2-to-1, as Zach's very sensibly suggesting. We've got home ownership, £350,000. The government will help you buy those properties and you get the full market rate when you sell after 5 years. Fantastic. And I think if we could hold back on the buy-to-let market as the Conservatives, then they're doing a great job.